Jack O'Randa FM.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria and Sanin 22. The Department of Basic Education has pushed back on an article by City Press insisting that the printing of matric exams do not cost 3.6 billion rand. The department claims this is the cost of running the entire 5-week exam and marking costs. Mangaliso Kamala reports.
The Department of Basic Education says it costs government between 3,800 rand and 4,000 rand per candidate writing 7 subjects to administer the October-November National Senior Certificate examinations as a whole. This year, over 700,000 full-time candidates are writing 7 subjects or more, with more than 150,000 part-time candidates who write 1, 2, 3 or more subjects in an examination. The department adds in a statement that the timing of the article is also disingenuous as it places the entire examination at risk because of the nature of the work the companies do. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
AfriForum has urged the city of Johannesburg to undertake a large-scale initiative for the repair of water leakages and continuous maintenance of the water network. In the 2023-24 financial year, the metro classified 46.2% of the water supply as non-revenue, meaning it lost money or was not paid for via leaks. Johannesburg aims to reduce water consumption to 175 litres per person per day. AfriForum's Lambert de Klerk says the water crisis is a result of the ANC's poor municipal and provincial management.
MMI Dina, Minister for Water and Sanitation, presented a series of solutions for the city's water problems. Although AfriForum welcomes Mayadina's acknowledgement of the crisis and that certain proposals were made, we believe that it should also be recognized that the problem could have been prevented, but decades of inefficiency at municipal and provincial level, which led to the large-scale decay of water network.
The South African Jewish Board of Deputies says it is hopeful that the Government of National Unity will change South Africa's position in the Israel-Hamas conflict. The board celebrated 120 years since its establishment in Johannesburg yesterday. The president of the board, Zev Kringle, says instead of taking Israel to the International Court of Justice, South Africa should be a mediator.
We're hoping that there will be a stance of more tolerance, acceptance, and for South Africa to take the role it was always meant to be, as a peacemaker and not an aggressor, because you can never ever have peace through the courts. You can only have peace when two sides come together from warring parties.
And dozens of world leaders are convening in Azerbaijan for the COP29 summit. The summit is a global conference of parties aimed at addressing climate change. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he will set out ambitious goals for the UK.
I think it's very important for the United Kingdom to show leadership on the climate challenge. It's a very important challenge of our time. It's also, I've long believed, the single biggest opportunity for the next generation of jobs.
I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuus die uur. Die departement van onderwys betwis berigte dat die matriek eksamendrukking meer as 3 miljard rand kos.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Thank you.